heard the pitch to the Congress by Zelensky about weapons and war and everything. Pretty unfortunate. Pretty sad. I recorded my live reaction to it on video and on audio, but the volume didn't come out very well. So now I'm just going to record some silent background, my voice. Yeah, I thought we should protest. I don't think the U.S. should be supporting foreign wars. I think this should have started a conversation about the U.S. companies that make weapons of mass destruction and sell them to countries all over the world. I think making money off that makes people weird people that want wars. A lot of people get paid for war. So maybe they could, the whole entire world could snuff out, companies like that, and we can enforce peace. But the U.S. just sees a lot of countries as rivals. We've been indoctrinated for decades to hate Russia. I guess I'm a youngish Gen Xer, so my parents did it to me, my dad. His parents did it to my mom and dad, their parents. Just anti-Russia stuff, you know, always comparing negative things to Russia, saying it sucks there. You know, aren't you glad that you're not in Russia? Don't complain. You know, eat what's on your plate. People in Russia don't have any food. It could be a communist country like Russia. Just all kind of anti-Russia scare shit for decades and decades. But this generation right now, people in their 20s and 30s, you know, they don't have that same anti-Russia bias. So they're trying to do it. But it's happening on the other end, too. I saw a Russian TV commercial. In the beginning, it looked like they were getting rid of, you know, old Soviet generals because they were dying at a high rate. And now they're recruiting young people. They're recruiting young people to come fight and get paid for doing it, pull people out of poverty and get people united against the West. So these idiots that get paid for war and that like to lead the country to the brink of war for attention and pride aren't fooling me, and they should knock it off. They just create a lot of pollution, a lot of death, a lot of bad air. And Joe Biden is the perfect president for these assholes. You know? He's very, very old. He's Catholic. He's Zionist. And his kids were veterans. So he's like, and he's establishment because he's so old, you know? He's got that self-righteous, aloof air that what he's doing is the right thing, even though it's not. That somebody decades younger couldn't get away with. It's not good to polarize the world, you know? It could end up in World War III. There's some big problems, like pollution-driven climate change, that we could be addressing instead of spending money on the Pentagon budget and the goddamn war in Ukraine. It doesn't matter to the U.S. at all who governs Ukraine. And it's really just those regions, you know? Like I was saying before, those regions on the outermost parts of Ukraine are the ones that don't want to be part of Ukraine. They voted in Kherson, in Crimea, in Donetsk, in Luhansk, in Zaporizhia, won by very large margins. they voted to be part of the Russian Federation. So people just aren't seeing this because it's been framed the wrong way by the media. But you have these people on the border that many of them identify as ethnic Russians from what I've read. And also I've read that their needs weren't being met in there. You know, after Crimea was a different case because the military had roots there. So that place, you know, 95% of them voted to be part of the Russian Federation. That probably has something to do with it, because they have a base there and they've been there for a very long time. I think they helped lay the infrastructure there too. But it's hard to blame them for wanting to protect people on the border that they say Ukraine's not protecting them, when these neo-Nazi paramilitary groups are around. Because that's what I think started the war. They had these military groups on the border, and Ukraine wasn't protecting them, and so they said they would rather have the Russians. And then Russia said, well, we'll step in, and we'll protect these regions. And then they annexed them, and they got their independence, and they want to be part of the Russian Federation. It's not Kiev. It's not, like, those places around, like, the Polish border or the Belarus. It's like the outermost parts of Ukraine. And it's so funny now too, when they speak about Ukraine, who is Ukraine? You know, you've got millions of people that want to be part of Russia. It used to be part of Russia a long time ago, remember, back in the USSR. For what it's worth, before it was split up, I think Ukraine was part of the USSR. Whatever the case may be, I don't know why it matters who governs those regions around there like that, and why the U.S. has to be drug into a war and pick a side and then do what it can to hurt the other side that wants to support the other side for the war. You know, that's not really how our role. That's not what the U.S. should be doing. Trying to drag us into a regional conflict between two countries and have a governing issue with people that live on the border. We could do this from every country on earth if we want. This isn't the only issue where people are fighting. How about Kashmir? We're going to go to Kashmir next. How about Palestine? Let's go there next. You know? The U.S. shouldn't meddle in every country on earth and just give them all these weapons of mass destruction, just destroy everything and drag people into it. We should be above killing other people because we don't like what they're doing or how they're governing. So 17 million people almost have left Ukraine. Millions of them want to be part of the Russian Federation. So in a couple of years, there's really not going to be any Ukraine left. They could have lots of weapons and just stick them in a building if they want, I guess. But I can't think it's a win right now, or a win so far, when you have that many people leaving the country. In 10 months, 17 million people left. Apparently about half of them have returned. But still at that clip, in a few years, it's going to be over. And who are these people that are returning? I'd like to know too. And where are they going? I can't imagine all of them are the exact people that left. So maybe there's other people that are coming in now. But be that as it may, you know, this guy can't be popular with people that had to leave the country. Think about it. Would you re-elect Zelensky if you voted for him and then now, right now you're in Poland in a shelter or something? I don't think so. See, what the problem is, and is that war is hell. And that in the end, it's going to be next to impossible to eradicate Russia from a few of those regions. They're going to fight for forever. They could fight forever. So eventually, if they have some sort of peace arrangement, it's probably going to look a hell of a lot like it would have looked if they wouldn't have fought at all. But now that they have chosen to fight and they've shown us that that's who they are and that's their option, that they're willing to do this in the in 2022. They're sacks of shit. Joe Biden is a sack of shit. People that support these wars are sacks of shit. Old goddamn Zionist dumb fucks that were raised on the goddamn Bible and think it's okay to kill people. Think it's us versus them. Think we gotta man up. Think it's part of life. Part of war. It's pathetic. It's disgusting. It's puke-worthy. It's un-American, it's unpatriotic. We should stay the hell out of these goddamn things. And these people try to make it cool or make it hip, or they get all these goddamn liberal motherfuckers to tell us how great war is in like a thousand different ways, but without, of course, saying war is great. Just little tiny stupid goddamn hints that they think will be little fucking dog whistles to Democratic voters that hear their shit and go, oh yeah, that war choice was right. Let's continue with the goddamn war. Let's get them more fucking weapons. Let's continue the goddamn charade because we're getting paid and they can't touch us. As long as the war's over there, as long as they're killing people that don't like us, we don't give a shit. Fuck you people. Christmas? Don't care. See, they framed it all. Just like religionists, they find some goddamn way to stop feeling, to make themselves feel okay for treating some other people like shit. Only religionists, only money, only, you know, could do that. There's very few things that can make somebody that belligerent. I wish I could go to another country. This is shameful. I don't think everybody in this country feels this way. Like I said, I think it's a lot of it is old, disgusting people like Joe Biden. But it's also the Democrats. It's also all these goddamn people on CNN and MSNBC. When I was a conservative Christian brought up by Republicans, I was taught young earth creationism, and I took all that to its extreme. Then I was taught evolution. Then I debated skeptics. And then I was finished testing the Bible and found it to be false, not worth trusting, not worth believing, counterproductive, wrong, evil. And see, it was like a fundamentalist fog that left. But I was born into it because I got saved when I was 7. So until my mid-30s, all of my decisions were based on believing that the Bible was true, Jesus was God, people needed to have salvation or they're going to hell. Those were my foundational beliefs and truths for about 25 years or so, and then I realized that that wasn't right. So it's great. I'm stoked. But in so doing, you realize a lot of these other people are raised with this shit, and they're so old and they've been lying to people for so long that they just want to keep lying to people. They have no motivation to stop lying. They find reasons to keep up their charade. And it permeates other areas of life, too. So those are my thoughts and my 2 cents on Zelensky's meeting and words and the war in Ukraine. I've recorded the audio of this, and so from beginning to end, so even though I'm doing this live. It'll be recorded and on my website, audio as well. Don't know if there's much more to say. Like I said, I recorded 25 to 30 minutes of live response as he was speaking, and I didn't like how the volume turned out, so I just figured I'd re-record basically everything I just said live here with this new Twitter feature with a live audio instead of live video. And yeah, like I said, I was thinking about going up there and protesting Zelensky coming, because I am anti-war. My whole family was in the military, and they all have a lot of issues, and my mom is anti-war, and I think she had it right. And it's not like, you can't just, it's not like being an alcoholic and you just want one more beer, you know? That's what these people are like. They're like alcoholics that want one more beer.